People Royal. Purple is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Purple Royal.
Welcome to the People Royal Podcast. I'm Tanak. On this platform, we amplify transgender voices by sharing real-life experiences by the trans community in Zimbabwe. Now, sexual violence within the transgender community in the country is a very serious and often undiscussed matter. Trans people, mostly trans women and non-binary persons, are more at risk of experiencing sexual violence due to various causes, including discrimination, stigma, lack of legal policies that protect the community, and many others. In this month's episode, we hear a story from a Bulawayo-based trans woman, Fraser, who survived sexual violence at the hands of her stepdad. Listen to her story.
Hello everybody, my name is Fraser Mbofu, preferably you can call me Fraser. I am 23 years old and I am a transgender woman and I am from the city of Kings and Queens, Bulawayo. I am a firstborn child and I have a little sister of mine who looks up to me. Well, I am a SRHR advocate as well as a social justice activist. Growing up during my childhood stage, I always wanted to be a woman. What I felt was totally different from how I appeared to everyone else. I always felt like I was trapped in a body that did not define who I was. When I reached the age of 8, I already knew what I wanted and I was ready to go through any procedure to change what was deemed wrong by society. During that time, my mom had just divorced my dad and she had gotten a new companion, a man who I was afraid of. At that tender age, for me to process the situation, it was really difficult. Like, it was hard to lose that whole experience and the love that I had for both my parents. And when they separated, I was devastated. Well, I was ready to move on. My mom used to work night shifts while her new boyfriend would take the day shifts. They worked in a similar company. This would then mean at night, my young sister and I would have to spend the night with our stepdad. Yeah, ironically. Well, one occasion during the night, my mom was at work, as usual, taking her night shift. And we were left with our stepdad in the whole house. So he just walked into the room that I used to sleep in with my little sister and requested my sister and I to join him in his room to play. Yeah. I remember vividly he mentioned that my mom was okay with it. Yeah, my mom was okay with it. Little did I know that it was just him trying to lure me into his room. Well, I was only 8 and at that age, children love playing. So I accepted the offer as it was normal to go to his room and play. On that night, he never did anything but compliment my feminine behavior, saying it suited me and that I would make a beautiful woman one day. Trust me, this was the first time anyone had complimented my femininity, while others always said hurtful words like "Indebele, uzaba isitabane," which is a derogatory word which is used to insult and mock the transgender community, which is very painful and disturbing. So on that night, we played games during the night with my stepdad. for a couple of days, of which it was normal to me because I had fun and I got used to them. And to be honest, it was really fun. I will not lie. We actually had a lot of fun games. Importantly, which drew me closer to him. I felt like I was really close to him at this point. But then one night, he asked me if I really wanted to feel like a woman. You know, you don't know how happy I was. You know how happy I was. I was really happy. Because the only answer I would have was, yes, I want to be a woman. And if he saw me as one, then I was happy. He then went into my mom's closet and brought out dresses, heels, and an old wig which belonged to my mom and instructed me to put them on. I gladly did, and he suggested me to play a game where he was the father and I was the mother. I was only lured and vulnerable. I did not realize where this was going and how it was going to end. After a while of playing, he kissed my neck and lips and said, "That's how mothers and fathers do and play. That's what they do." I was puzzled, having mixed emotions. I did not know what he was going to do next, so I let him, just as I believed he was making me a woman and I had gained his trust. His ambition was fulfilled as he removed my clothes as well as remove his clothes just to be intimate with me. He literally promised me I was going to be okay. And then he penetrated me. It was really painful. I begged him to stop as I had no idea that water lubricants were supposed to be used to avoid injuries such as cracks. But he kept on being aggressive, using Vaseline as lubricant. I cried and begged, but he did not listen. And when he was finished, he strictly instructed me not to tell anyone, as it was going to be our little secret as mother and father. This tendency of raping me went on as usual, and there was no one to look after me because my mom worked during the night. This went on for about three good years, until I told myself that this was normal and I was used to it at this point in time. I remember that sometimes I would initiate the whole act just to end up being in that same state I've always been. And I always end up jealous when I saw him with my mom. Unfortunately, a year after my mom passed away, I was devastated, broken, and I felt like I was hopeless, that my pillar was with the ancestors. But however, the other part of me was happy. Yeah, that is so sad, because I was happy that I could actually have him to myself and my mom would not be there for me to be jealous of. I created this bond with this man, and of which it costed me a lot. Years passed by as I was grieving, as well as trying to get rid of him, but there was no avail. I was yearning for more. When I was 16, that habit started to manifest, and I would go to the toilets, and this is at school, by the way, I would go to the toilets of the boys and watch them urinate, and as I would fantasize on the things that they would do to me. It was such an unacceptable sexual behavior which caused me a lot. And it was caused by the fact that I was manipulated and sexually exploited at a tender age. This was very hard. I'm really grateful to organizations which came up with SRHR programs. As when I was 20, I started attending workshops which looked into my body, my future, as well as SRHR. And that is when I then realized I needed to tap into my inner self. My mental health had been deteriorated over the years. And I even experienced a minor facial stroke one time, I remember, but story for another day. Well, attending those workshops prompted me to start attending therapy and counseling so I would be better. I was helped again on how I can identify things that are not okay with me, as I identified a lot of mental health issues. And I was also able to identify a lot of things which looked into my sexuality, as I would have a lot of heterosexuals in town who would constantly physically abuse me, as well as emotionally abuse me with words on how I identified. However, now I'm fine and I'm still attending my therapy sessions. Yeah, when issues need to be addressed, this is my two cents, if I may put it to my other peers out there, that we need to deal with these issues. It's better to deal with these issues at an earlier age, not to wait till it's late. Because later on, it becomes very hard. In Ndebele, we've got a proverb which denotes, "Isigogo sigoqwa sisese manzi," meaning the cow skin should be folded while it's still wet. Because when it's dry, it's hard to fold evenly. And a problem half shared is half solved. Let's normalize speaking out whatever is taking a toll behind our backs to ensure mental stability. Thank you very much for this opportunity once again to Purple Royale, as I'm able to share a piece of my story.
You know, this story gives me all kinds of emotions. I mean, it's very devastating when sexual abuse is being perpetrated by someone very dear to you, like a friend, family member, or partner. And in this case, it was Fraser's stepfather, the one who was supposed to be protecting Fraser from all kinds of harms. However, it's also important to know that this is not your fault when you face sexual violence. Everyone deserves to be safe and respected, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, or any other difference. I'm happy Fraser managed to get therapy later on, because it's very important to reach out to a trusted friend or loved one for support. Unattended trauma caused by sexual abuse can lead to physical, emotional, and psychological harm, as well as depression. That's why as Purple Royale, we encourage the society, lawmakers, community leaders, and other stakeholders to recognize the occurrence of sexual violence in trans communities in Zimbabwe, so that resources and support for survivors can be availed. And on that note, we would like to thank our partners for supporting the production of the Purple Royale podcast, Frida Fund and Transmart Trust. Don't forget to follow us and contact us on our social media platforms on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Purple Royale Podcast. I'm your host, Tanag. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Looking forward to the next episode. Until then, take care.